just about 9:45 p.m. last night, the license plate reader system at the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound detected a stolen vehicle. It was a 2007 Ford Taurus heading south on 95. The information was passed on to our patrol personnel, and one of our officers was able to locate that vehicle. That officer did initiate a stop on that vehicle and did stop the vehicle in the area of exit 43B on 95 South in the area of Route 100 West. A second officer joined him a short time later, and the operator of the vehicle was brought out of the vehicle, and they were, in essence, interviewing the operator at that point. Unfortunately, a 2004 Nissan pickup operated by an adult male from Baltimore crashed into one of the patrol vehicles, slamming that first patrol vehicle into the second. The second wound up striking one of our officers, throwing him into the traveled lanes. The other officer was not injured that severely, but ultimately we have one officer still at shock trauma this morning, looking at some surgery for his injuries, and another, fortunately, that went home earlier this morning. We have determined that alcohol was a factor in this crash, and that subject has been charged, and appropriate steps have been taken there. I would like to take a moment here just to highlight that two major issues with this. That one, we had a driver that was driving under the influence that caused this crash, and second, that the driver didn't adhere to the move over law, which, you know, we've really been trying to get out there with folks and remind folks that when you see an emergency vehicle stopped, either in the roadway or on the shoulder, that you need to move over if you can safely, and if not, slow down to a reasonable and prudent speed. Neither one of those things happened last night, and we're fortunate that we didn't lose anybody, but we've got two injured officers, and it could have been a lot worse.
The officer who was still at shock trauma, was he struck again in the travel lane or not? Or did that injury come as a result of the striking car hitting the two cruisers?
He was not struck again. His injuries were strictly from being struck by the patrol car that was struck by the other patrol car that was struck by the pickup. Fortunately for him, the officer that was with him helped him out of the roadway, so he wouldn't sustain further injuries. I'd also add that the officer that did did sustain the injuries basically save the life of the driver of the Taurus by pushing him out of the path of the vehicles involved in the crash. So we really got lucky in the sense that this could have been a much much worse outcome.
So the officer who was more seriously hurt helped the driver of the stolen car. Was that what you're saying?
That's correct. He pushed him out of the way so that he would not be in the path of these vehicles involved in the crash.